Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hit the Island. Leading off today, Bloomberg has provided some additional detail on the upcoming Apple AR/VR headset, which is expected to be unveiled at WWDC in June. According to Bloomberg, Apple's headset features two different connectivity ports. There's a USB-C port for data transfer, alongside a proprietary magnetic port to attach the battery pack. This external battery pack is required for the headset to function, and it reportedly resembles the iPhone MagSafe battery pack in terms of size and shape. It'll provide about 2 hours of battery life to the headset. By relying on an external battery pack, the headset itself can be lighter, which should improve comfort for the user, especially over longer periods of time. But the downside, of course, is that it requires an ungainly wire trailing out of the headset during use, with the user presumably expected to keep the battery pack in their pocket until they're done using it. And with expected battery life of about 2 hours per pack, hardcore Apple headset users will need to carry multiple battery packs on their person and switch between them to use the headset for more than 2 hours at a time. Bloomberg also says the battery pack and the cable are one piece and not separable. The round-tipped side of the cable attaches a magnetic port onto the headset, which locks into place using a rotational motion on insertion. Apple has chosen this design to prevent the cable from disconnecting from the headset while you're actually using it. But the fact that the battery and the cable are inseparable means that's just more stuff you'll have to carry around if you use multiple batteries with the headset. The Reality Pro headset is expected to retail for around $3,000, and we expect to learn more at WWDC in June. In other news today, we have some additional details on iOS 17. First and foremost, the Wall Street Journal reports that iOS 17 will include a new journaling app directly from Apple for the first time. The story explains that Apple hopes the dedicated journaling app will let users compile their daily activities as part of the company's efforts in the market in mental and physical health technology. In addition to traditional journaling features, the app will reportedly tie in with other Apple apps and services. Perhaps most notably, the app will be able to detect a user's physical proximity to other people to distinguish between friends outside of work and colleagues. The app will also analyze the behavior of the user to determine what a typical day is like. This includes things like the ability to detect how much time is spent at home compared to elsewhere, and whether a certain day included something outside of the norm. So perhaps more than other journaling apps that already exist, Apple's goal is to give a holistic picture of both the journaling side of things and what around you might have influenced your journaling thoughts for that day. And of course, Apple is planning to do this with a focus on privacy and security, with the Wall Street Journal saying that all of the user analysis will take place directly on device. We are sponsored this week by Hit the Island, an innovative and incredibly fun game for iPhone, iPad, and even your Apple Watch. The premise of the game is just to use the paddle to hit the ball against the island as many times as possible, but of course it's not that easy. The ball speeds up, it can get cloned, the paddle shrinks, and there are other surprises throughout the game. Hit the Island includes an arcade mode, challenging levels, and so much more. You can hit the link in the show notes below to check out Hit the Island and start playing today for free. My thanks to Hit the Island and Fun Media for their support of 95 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Bloomberg reports that Apple's biggest change to iOS 17, support for side-loading applications from outside of the App Store, won't come to the United States. Bloomberg first reported on Apple's plans to open the iPhone up to third-party app stores and sideloading back in December, explaining that the company was dedicating a significant amount of resources to the endeavor. But the context here is that Apple is not enabling third-party app stores and sideloading because of a change in heart of its long-held belief that doing so will lead to privacy and security issues. Instead, it's only doing so to comply with the upcoming Digital Markets Act in the European Union. And the goal of the Digital Markets Act is to get platform owners like Apple to loosen their grip on their devices to hopefully increase competition. But because Apple's changes in iOS 17 are being made purely in response to regulatory pressure, the company is planning to do the absolute bare minimum to comply with those regulations. According to Bloomberg, this means that iOS 17 sideloading will only be available in countries where the Digital Markets Act is applicable, which only includes the European Union. So this means that iOS 17 in the United States and other countries around the world still won't support sideloading or third-party app stores. In fact, Bloomberg suggests that Apple may downplay iOS 17 sideloading to such a degree that it's not even announced on stage at WWDC. Bloomberg speculates that Apple will likely charge developers to be a part of this program, and they will likely use some sort of configuration profile-based process. The report also says there's likely to be some sort of review process, even though these apps would be installed outside of the App Store. Outside of the geo-limited sideloading features, Bloomberg also says that there are planned changes to the Find My application and Apple Wallet as part of iOS 17. Bloomberg says that you'll see a bigger push on location in iOS 17, as well as some other user interface and enhancements to Find My and Wallet. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.